Pastor Lai goes with me.
如果主有天呼召我写书的，我希望那个赖牧师能够帮助我。She's
a good sales lady.
44?
我们可不可以来唱诗歌44首？ The reason we are looking at other people who have found God.
因为我们从那些已经找到主的人来找帮助。
Because they have experienced Jesus.
因为他们经历了主。
They are like Him.
他们就像主一样。
On our very first conference in Dallas, Texas,
在我们2006年在德州第一次的特会,
I met a lady.
我认识了一位姐妹。
Some of you would know her, but
有些人你们可能知道她。
She was a total stranger to me, like all of you.
但是她那个时候对我来说就像陌生人一样，就像民间当中也是我第一次遇见。
But when I looked at her, I saw Jesus.
但是当我看这位姐妹的时候，我看到耶稣。
I saw Jesus in her face.
我看在她的脸上，我看到耶稣。
I found out she had been through many trials.
后来我知道她经过很多的试炼。
A very serious illness near death.
甚至有一些的疾病呢，几乎要面临死亡。
And in much pain.
而且很多的痛苦。
But every time I saw her, I saw Jesus.
可是每次我看到她，我就看到耶稣。
People that have pressed through to know Jesus.
因为这些人是竭力追求要得上主。
They encourage us.
当我们看到这些例子的时候，我们得到激励。
To run after him.
我们就要快跑来跟随他。
Oh, to be like this.
我们来看。
Would you stand?
我们好不好？我们站立好不好？ 换个姿势。
我们可以有人举起。44首。
A week from there, her always delivered to death for Jesus' sake, that the life of Jesus may be manifested in our flesh.
因为我们这活着的人时常为耶稣被交于死地，使耶稣的身在我们这必死的身上显明出来。
Hallelujah. You know, every time we deny ourselves, we're dying.
每一次当我们舍己的时候，我们就是在交代死地。Something
in us is putting to death.
就是让我们里面有一些东西开始往地往死去。Every
time we obey the Lord Jesus Christ.
每一次我们顺服耶稣基督。
Even in the smallest matter.
甚至在一个最小的事情上面。
That puts our own will to death.
换句话说，就把我们的旨意、我们的意志降服于主。
Obedience is so important.
哦，顺服主是这么样的重要。
To obey the Holy Spirit.
顺服圣灵的引导。
To follow the Holy Spirit.
随从他。
To yield to the Holy Spirit.
降服于他。
That is putting to death our own flesh.
就是把我们的肉体放在死地。
But that's not the end. The verse says, we do this in order that the life of Jesus may be manifest in our mortal body.
但是并不止于那里，那个地方。因为当我们这样做的时候呢，就能够让耶稣的身从我们这必死的身上显明出来。
Our song said, make me a temple fit for your dwelling.
就像我们的诗歌告诉我们说，求你帮改变我，让我的这个身子能够成为圣灵的居所。
The Lord Jesus wants to live out his life in us.
因为耶稣要在我们里面活。
When he said you were to be my witnesses,
当圣经说他要说我们要成为他的见证人,
that wasn't just our words.
不是只是用口来分享见证。
It was to be our very life.
乃是我们的这个人呢，能够活出他的生命来。
When people look at you, they should say, "Oh, I see Jesus."
应该到的地步，当人看着你的时候，人说，哦，我从你身上我看到耶稣。
Just like I saw that dear sister.
就像我刚才讲的，在特会里面，我看到某位姐妹，我看到她就看到耶稣。
And that was 6 years ago. I saw her last week, and I see the same thing.
在2006年我第一次遇见她，上个礼拜我看到她，我还是看到耶稣。
Jesus in her.
因为耶稣在她身上。
So beautiful.
是这么样的美。
If we look over to chapter 3 of 2 Corinthians,
那我们来看哥林多后书第三章。
Here's the secret.
那秘诀在哪里呢？
But we all with an unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord.
就在那边讲到说，我们呢都能够敞着脸得见看见主的荣光，好像从镜子里反照。我们就改变了。
Into the same image.
就成为主的形状。
From glory to glory,
荣上加荣
by the Spirit of the Lord,
是怎么做成的呢？是借着主的灵做成的。
This is such a beautiful verse.
这些经文是这么样的美。
We've been hearing much since last night on looking unto Jesus.
昨天晚上我们就不断的听到说我们要一直注视耶稣。
And when we behold Him.
当我们敞着脸注视他的时候
He's changing us.
他就在改变我们
He's transforming us.
他就在更新我们
Every time something happens that is negative,
每一次当有任何事情我们碰到是负面性的
We should lift our eyes up to Jesus.
我们要把我们的心举起来注视耶稣
Oh, praise the Lord.
然后我们就来赞美他
I love you, Jesus.
对他说耶稣我爱你
And the devil is defeated.
然后呢，撒旦就逃跑了。
And we reflect His image.
因为在我们里面反射耶稣的荣美。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It's a wonderful way to be changed.
这个是一个最好的方法被主改变。
By beholding Him.
就是注视他。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Well, I wanted to share with you.
今天我跟你分享。
Pastor's request that I.Share with you about what I know about Martha Wing Robinson.
周牧师要我分享呢，就是跟你们分享我所认识的罗比森师母。
This is a woman who was transformed by beholding him.
这位姐妹呢，就是借着注视耶稣呢，整个人被心意更新变化了。
She endured all the trials by looking unto Jesus.
她借着注视耶稣，她就能够忍受一切的试炼。
How many of you have read the book?
有多少读过《荣耀的光辉》
？Pastor Lyon selling books.
她也在推销书。
Yeah, a lot of you have read the book already. If you want a copy, it is in the Boathouse.
如果有人还想要再买的话呢，在 Boathouse 的书店里面有。
And this.Was written by Gordon Gardner, who was the director of this camp.
那写这本书的人呢，叫做 Gordon Gardner 呢，他就是这个营地的创办人。
And someone asked him on his birthday what was his greatest work. They thought it would be the camp.
所以当有人问在他生日时候问他说你这一生最大的成就是什么？人家以为他会说是这个营地。
Some of us have had the privilege to hear him teach.
我们当中有些人有荣幸听到他的教导。
Par excellent.
是非常好。
Never heard anyone to match.
好像找不到人可以比拟的。
A Bible student.And a Bible teacher.
无论是圣经的老师哈，或者是他们就是都没有办法比过。
But he said,
但是他却说
I feel my greatest work was writing this book.
他觉得我在世上最大的成就、最大的工作是写这本书《荣耀的光辉》。
He felt that he knew Martha Robinson personally.
因为他认识罗比森师母。
She was his teacher.
因为罗比森师母是他的老师。
And she took a great interest in him as a young student.
那当这个 Gordon 他在小的时候呢，罗宾森师母就对这个孩子非常的有负担，帮助他。
I never knew Martha Robinson.
我本人呢从来没有机会认识罗宾森师母。
She died before I was born.
因为在我还没出生之前，他就已经过世了。
Year 1936.
是在1936年。
However, my mother. In 1936, went to the Faith Homes in Zion, Illinois.
但是我的母亲呢，在1936年到那个锡安的信心之家，在伊利诺州。
She studied there 4 years.
我的母亲在那里呢，待了4年，在那边研读。
My mother was only 16 years old.
那个时候我母亲只有16岁。
And while she was there, she was asked to stay in Mrs. Robinson's the rooms that had belonged to Mrs. Robinson.
那那个房子呢，那是属于啊罗炳生师母的，我的母亲就留在待在那边。
My mother was to bake bread in the morning for the whole house.
那我母亲的工作就是一早呢就要为全部的人呢要烤面包。
But she couldn't sleep.
但是呢她也不能睡。
She's awake all night.
整个晚上都必须要醒着来预备。
Mrs. Robinson had died 6 months before my mother arrived.
我的母亲去之前，六个月之后，罗比森师母就过世了。
But the glory and the power and the presence of the Lord was so in the room.
神的同在，神的荣耀是这么样的充满在那个房子里面。
Mother lay awake.
所以我的母亲没有办法睡觉。因为荣耀太强了。
God was so pleased.
神是这么样喜悦那个地方。
Because this woman gave herself to God completely.
因为罗炳生师母把她完全全部都给了神。
She surrendered altogether.
她完全的降服于神。
She said the first step for getting into the deep things of God.
她说如果你渴慕进入到更深在神的里面，最首要的第一步是什么呢？
Is an absolute surrender.
就是完全的奉献，完全的降服。
Give yourself to God.
把你完全的奉献给神。
We think she is a great saint.
我们觉得她是一个很伟大的圣徒。
But if you read the book, you know that she was a sinner just like us.
可是你若读她的书了，你知道她跟我们一样，都是罪人。
She was 17 years old when she heard the call of God to give herself to Him and His servant.
当她神首次呼召她的时候，她那时候17岁。
But she rejected.
但是她拒绝神的呼召。
Oh, she wanted to do her own thing.
她有她自己的计划。
She wanted to become a brave writer.
她想要成为一个有名的作家。
She was very literary.
她对写作很有天分。
Well, from the age of 17 to 23,
在十七岁到二十三岁之间
，she walked away from God.
她就远离了神。
You know, when we disobey, darkness comes in.
我们都知道，当我们远离神的时候，我们不顺服的时候呢，黑暗确实就进到我们里面。
And the devil had his way.
就撒旦呢，就在他身上得着了他。
He took advantage.
他就占有他，占便宜了。
She had many incurable diseases. 9, I believe my teacher told me.
在那段时间呢，据我所知道，他有九种不同的疾病在他身上。
She became an invalid.
他就没有办法行动。
And beside an invalid,
除此以外
very near infidel,
而且他非常接近生命的危机
the faith in God,
他也失掉了他的信心了
she was bedridden,
他就必须要躺在床上
but in her desperation and pain,
那在这么极大的痛苦跟无助之下
she remembered a verse from Sunday school,
他就记得呢，他以前在主日学呢有听过一节的经文
if you ask,
如果你祈求呢，你就可以得着。
So she said, "Okay, I ask God."
他说：“好吧，那我来祈求吧。
”If you really is a God,
如果你真的是有这么一位神的话
，Make yourself known to me.
就你就让我认识你
，And I will serve you and seek for you the rest of my life.
那我余生呢，就是愿意来寻求你，愿意来侍奉你。
So she put him to the death.The test for 30 days she saw him.
所以呢，他就给主30天的时间，他就竭力来寻求这位神。
He is a very devoted person.
他是一个非常专心摆上的人。
She saw him 18 hours a day.
每一天花18个小时来寻求神。
She's bedridden, invalid.
你要记得，他那时候是躺在床上不能行动的。
18 hours.
一天18个小时寻求神。
For 30 days.
一共花了30天。
Came to the last day.
就到了最后一天的晚上。
She said, "All right, God, I have sought you."
他说我已经尽全力来寻求你了。
This is the last day.
今天是最后一天了，最后一个晚上了。
Make yourself known to me, and I will serve you.
如果你愿意让我认识你的话，我愿意这一生都来侍奉你。
If you don't, I will never seek you again.
如果你没有向我显现的话，我这一生再也不寻求你了。
At midnight, Jesus came.
结果在半夜的时候，耶稣来了。
All of heaven opened up before her.
就在他面前，所有的天都打开了。
And the glory of God.
神的荣耀
was so manifest.
是这么样的彰显。
That it took her whole heart.
就完全得着他的心。
She could never doubt again. There is a God that lives in the heavens.
他再也不会怀疑了，真是有这么一位神。
And And she kept her part. She continued to seek him the rest of her life.
她也真的是守约了，她这一生就不断地来追求神。
And give herself to him.
而且完全地把她自己奉献给神。
She wrote her giving herself to God. We call that consecration.
啊，那个就是那段有一篇讲了奉献，就是她完全奉献给神。
She wrote it out.
她把它写下来了。
And she wrote it just the way she was.
他就按照他的本相记下来。
Irritable，
好、啊，他是这样子的。
Quick temper，
哦，他很容易发脾气，他以前是这样子的人。
All these things in the nature that you saw，
他有各式各样天然的个性。
And she said， I give myself to God， business contract，
啊，这么样这样子一个人，可是呢，按照我们的合约哈、啊，我就把它全部奉献给你了。
God took her，
哎，神接受了。
She continued seeking him over a 10-year period.
她又花了十年的时间来追求神。
And she was married during that time. Her name was Martha Wing.
她那个时候就结婚了，那所以她的那个夫姓是 Wing.
She was in Zion, Illinois. She met a minister there, Mr. Robinson.
在那个锡安城那个地方，她就认识了罗炳森啊先生，他是一个传道人。
Together they served the Lord.
他们就一起来服侍神。
They were in Toronto when this experience took place.
他们那个时候也去了多伦多，哈，当他们在经历的时候。
What I'm telling you happened 100 years ago.
我现在告诉你，这经历是发生在100多年前的事情。
Her husband went to hear a minister preaching from a church in London, England.
他的先生那个时候就去伦敦的，在某一个教会，在那边在分享。
She stayed home that night.
就那个晚上，她就留在家里。啊，继续来仰望主，寻求主。
It was cold, Canada.
啊，那时候在加拿大呢是很冷。
So she slipped into the kitchen by the old stove.
所以她就到了厨房里面，在一个火炉的旁边。
And for, I believe, I'm not exactly sure, for the 6 or 9 months.
不晓得是6个月或9个月。
There had been a prayer in her soul by the Holy Ghost.A prayer by the Holy Ghost.
哦，他就在圣灵里面祷告。
And the prayer was, Jesus, let me die.
他那个祷告很简单，就是耶稣啊，你让我死，让我死。
I want you, Jesus. I don't want me to be living. I want you to be living.
我不要我活在这个身体里面，我要你活在我这个身体里面。
She continually prayed that, let me die.
他就一直是求主啊，让我死，大概有6个月到9个月。一直这样祷告。
If you ever pray that prayer,
如果你真的这样祷告的话
，The Lord will give you opportunities.
主一定会给你机会的。他会的。
He will give you things that will come into your life.
他会容许一些事情临到你。
You will have opportunity to die to yourself.
好，让你有机会向己死。
Your own will.
就是你自己的意志。
You know we have strong will.
你知道我们的意志是很强的。
We can be little people, but we can have strong.
我们虽然是小人物，可是却有大意志。我们的意志比我们的人还大。
And we can be jealous.
我们很容易嫉妒。
I never thought I could ever be jealous. I was never jealous of anything.
我也不觉得我这人会嫉妒，我从来不会嫉妒任何事情。
And then I got married.
然后后来我认识了 Mary.
And all the girls liked Jim.
然后我结婚之后呢，就很多人都很喜欢我的丈夫 Jim.
And I found out I could be jealous.
我就发现原来我这个人也是会嫉妒的。
Because these things we keep in our nature defile our garments.
因为这种我们现在的性情呢，会让我们的这个外袍呢污秽。
We need to get rid of the works of the flesh.
我们必须要除掉一切我们肉体的工作。
Our anger.
还有我们的脾气。
Impatient.
还有我们的不耐烦。
Lust.
还有我们那些的邪情私欲。
Pride.
骄傲。
I'm talking to ministers. They don't have any pride.
我当然，我这些服侍的人都没有骄傲，对不对？有没有
？That's why I didn't marry a preacher.
所以为什么我们要嫁给一个传道人
？He's a servant of the Lord Jesus.
他是耶稣基督的仆人。
Makes a difference.
还是很不一样的。
Mrs. Robinson said by the Lord.
罗比森师母说借着主。
That a great majority of ministers, preachers, pastors have a spirit called I am the one.
很多的牧师传道人在他们的灵里面有一个东西叫做说我就是那一位
好像 We need to get rid of that.
我们一定要把那个除掉不是非你不可
And Mrs. Robinson prayed to die.
所以呢罗宾逊师母不断地祷告主让我死让我死
Jesus asked her then,
耶稣就问他
What do you want to be? You want to be a great evangelist like Amy Simple McPherson in those days.
你想要成为什么样的人呢？就像 Amy 这样 Amy Simpson 一样，这么一个伟大的布道家吗
？Or do you want to be a hidden vessel?
还是你愿意成为一个被隐藏的器皿
？I wonder what we would say.
我不想如果主这样问你的话，你会怎么回答
？But she said, "I don't know, Jesus. You choose."
她说：“耶稣啊，我不知道，你来为我选择。
”By that time, she had lost her own will.
在那个时候，因为他已经没有自己的意志、自己的选择了。他说：“耶稣，你来为我选择。”
She had a very small work in Illinois.
他那个时候，他的服事很小，在伊利诺伊州。
There were four faith homes there.
在那个地方呢，有四个信心家庭。
I had opportunity to live 8 years in one of them.
我有主给我荣幸在其中之间一个信心之家在那边住了八年。
When we drove into the town, you could feel the presence of God.
当我们一进到那个城市的时候，你会发现整个属灵空气不一样。
God had so honored His servant.
因为神是这么样的敬重他的仆人。
Jesus brought the answer that night 100 years ago when she said, "Let me die."
在一百多年前呢，当他六八个月求到我死，就有一个晚上，耶稣来回应他的祷告。
He walked into the room.
那天晚上，耶稣就走进那个房间。
And he filled her with himself.
耶稣就用他的自己完全的充满他。
Body, soul, and spirit.
在他的灵、他的魂、他的体，整个占有他。
She said, "Jesus, you're here, but where am I?"
他就说：“耶稣，你住在这里，那我到哪里去了
？”She could only find him.
因为他左看右看、里看外看，都只有耶稣。
And he was in complete control.
所以耶稣就完全的占有他。
Oh, this is so glorious.
这样是何等荣耀的经验
！But he told her.
但是他告诉他
，This is an experience for the last days.
他的经历是要成为末世很多众儿女的经历。
It's not just for one.
不是只有为一个人的。
God said it would be for many.
耶稣在那个主那时候跟他讲说，这个他的经历要成为幕后很多人的经历。
The choice is ours.
但是呢，选择是在你跟我。
You can know him.
你可以认识他。
We were warning everybody about coming here in California that maybe wouldn't have as much of a campground. Dinner menu as we had in California.
在我们来到这个营地之前呢，我们在加州去给大家打个预防针。当我们来这里呢，我们所吃的三餐呢，不像在加州一样都是中国菜。
But you know the meals have been very good.
但是我们这几天的是不是都吃的很不错哈
？But Sister Nancy Chow said.
但是周师母说
，You can have as much of Jesus as you want.
我们可以无限量的要耶稣。
She said, "Tell them they can have as much spiritual food as they want."
属灵的那个供应，你们是无止境的。
The same way we can have as much of Jesus as we are willing to surrender ourselves.
同样的，只要我们心甘情愿降服于我们自己，我们可以有无限量的耶稣。
Paul said, "I die daily."
保罗说，他说我每一天向己死。
Every day we have opportunity.
每一天我们有那么多的机会可以向己死。
To die.
去死。
To let go.
去放手。
To surrender.
去降服。
To belong altogether.
去完全的属于他。
Even though Mrs. Robinson had a small work of four homes in Illinois.
虽然罗米森师母的服事是这么小，只有四个信心家庭在伊利诺伊州。
Pastor Chow mentioned another book Brother Gardner wrote, "Out of Zion into All the World."
那这个他又写了另外一本书，就是从锡安而出，向全世界而去。
Many missionaries have gone out of Zion.
因为从那个小小的四个信心之家，却出了很多的传道人、布道家。
At one point, I think I heard there were 40.
还有很多宣教士，有至少有40个，全世界都有。
I want to tell you about the gentleman who you've been hearing, Hans Waldvogel, who started this campground.
Uh-huh. 我们这几天一直听到那个吴老牧师，谢谢。
I had the opportunity to meet him 50 years ago.
在五十年前呢，我有机会呢遇见他。
I was just a young girl. He came for dinner to our faith home in Illinois.
那时候我还是个小女孩，有一天他来到我们信心之家呢来晚餐。
Mrs. Robinson was his teacher.
那罗宾逊师母呢是吴老牧师的老师。
And he had a major problem.
那时候吴老牧师有一个很大的问题。
He was Swiss.German,
you know, Swiss German.
And he suffered with depression.
那时候他经历很严重的沮丧。
And Mrs. Robinson taught him to praise the Lord.
那罗米森师母教他怎么做呢？就是不断的赞美神。
And Mrs. Robinson had an assistant named Mrs. Judd.
那个时候罗米森师母有个助理呢，叫做 Judd 小姐。
Mrs. Judd.Would have Hans Waldvogel came to the home.
那他有时候就会让吴老牧师到这个信心之家来。
And she would be typing letters to people in need.
啊，那个时候这个Sister John 呢，他就在打一些的信哈，帮助那些需要的人。
And he would come into our study.
那这个吴老牧师就进到他们的书房。
She'd be in the corner typing at her desk.
那个Sister John 就在那边打字哈，那个姐妹。
You just walk back and forth, praise the Lord.
那他就叫你就在那个小小客厅的来回走，就是赞美主，赞美主，赞美主。
Praise the Lord. That's the way she trained him.
那个时候就是这么样训练他。
He came up the stairs. I've heard people tell me this that I live with, and he'd be just heavy and.
那时候上楼梯的时候，吴老牧师他那个脚步很沉重，很沮丧。
Because he felt he couldn't raise his hands. He said they felt like heavy ham.
因为他觉得他的手是这么沉重，他没有办法举起来赞美神。
Some of you have heard the story. But you know when he left our home.Praising the Lord.
但是你知道吗？当他离开信心之家的时候，他已经能够赞美神。
He flew down the stairs like a feather.
哦，他从楼梯上像个羽毛一样，这么轻松。
He was a young man.
他那个时候还很年轻。
And then God called him to New York.
结果神呼召他到纽约去。
And you know he started many churches in the New York area.
就他在纽约那个地区呢，建立很多的教会。
And he had the vision to come to build this camp.
然后呢，神又给他意象呢，要来建设这个营地。
That victory came. He never would have. This would never be here without his obedience to do what the Lord told him to do.
可是呢，如果他那个时候没有顺服主要他做的事情呢，那他绝对不会有后来的得胜。
He greatly respected the Christ that was in Mrs. Robinson.
所以呢，吴老牧师非常敬重在罗炳生师母里面的那个基督。
He practiced what she taught.
那罗米师母教他的呢，他都去操练。
It's probably 25 years ago I first came to this camp.
在二十五年前是我第一次来到这个营地。
I could only cry.
我一进来，我不能做什么，就只能哭泣。
Such a glory.
因为那个神的荣耀是这么样的厚。
Such praise.
是这么样的，这么多的赞美在这里。
We don't know how important these victories are.
我们都不晓得这种的得胜多么样，多么的重要。
So much.Hinges on your obedience.
那这个跟我们的顺服主是很有关系的。
And you're getting victory in your life over your nature.
我们如果能够赞美的话呢，我们就能够胜过我们天然人的这个个性，而有得胜。
This whole camp and all the hundreds of people that have come and gone have been blessed by that one man's victory.
因着一个人吴老牧师的得胜呢，这些年来上百的人来到这里呢，他们都能够蒙福。
He was full of the Holy Ghost.
他那时候是这么样的满了圣灵。
He walked in the anointing and the power of God.
他的侍奉是带着神的全能。恩高
It was very beautiful to see.
那是这么样非常的荣美的侍奉。
My mother, having known him as a young man in Illinois,
在伊利诺伊州呢，我的妈妈呢也认识他。那时候吴老牧师还是一个年轻人。
My mother saw his obedience
我妈妈注意到这个人很顺服。
And then my mother encouraged me to serve the Lord.
那我妈妈看见了，就鼓励我要来侍奉神。
When I was 18 years old,
当我十八岁的时候
，I went to those same faith homes.
我也去了同样的信心之家。
Mrs. Judd had already passed away.
那时候呢，那个 Judd 呢，姐妹呢也已经过世了。
Mrs. Robinson's assistant.
那她是罗宾森师傅的助理。
But her daughter was alive.
但是她的女儿还活着。
Carrying on the work of the Lord.
继续来做主的服事。
I won't go into that. Pastor asked me maybe tomorrow. He said, Martha, tomorrow I want you to share. He already told me the subject.
那有些人中午是让我明天有，明天再分享。
He wants me to tell you about my teacher, Mary Elizabeth Judd.
Mary Elizabeth 是我的老师，我明天再跟你们分享。
And Martha Robinson was her teacher too.
那罗宾森师母呢，也是 Mary 的老师。
So I'm.Third or fourth generation.
所以我大概是第三或第四代的学生。
But the same Jesus.
但是侍奉的是同一位耶稣。
He's just the same today.
Yes.
因为他昨日今日永不改变。
And he still will give abundant deliverance.
他还是会给我们这么样丰盛的生命。
He will give great victories.
他会给我们极大的得胜。
And they will say, like they do in the book of Acts, they said they took notice that those disciples had been with Jesus.
就像《使徒行传》呢提到说，这些人他们知道这些人是跟过耶稣的。
They saw.
他们看见这些门徒是跟过耶稣的。
These are the ones that arrested Peter and John.
那些就是彼得、雅各、约翰这些人。
We take notice that they have been with Jesus.
他们一看就知道他们是跟过耶稣的。
Oh, wouldn't that be wonderful for somebody to say, I noticed you've been with Jesus.
如果有些人也这样对我们说有多好。
And it comes by daily obedience.
那怎么样到那样境界呢？就是每一天的顺服。
Every day saying no to ourselves.
每一天呢，就是对我们自己呢拒绝，我们舍己弃绝。
Jesus said, take up your cross daily.
耶稣说：“你每一天要背起自己的十字架来跟随我。”
What is a cross?
那十字架是什么呢？
A cross looks like this.
我一个十字架就是这个形状。
This is my will.
这是我的意志。
I'm determined to go this way.
我决定要往那边走。
You see the cross crosses.
但是另外有一杠杠过来阻止我了。
The cross is something that goes against my will.
就是呢，拦阻我的意志。
Jesus became perfect through the things which he suffered.
借着耶稣的受苦呢，一切成为完美。
And he calls us.
他呼召我们。
To suffer for him.
也为他受苦。
Sometimes it brings tears.
有时候虽然我们会有眼眶里面有眼泪水。
But we want Jesus to reign.
但是我们要耶稣在我们身上掌权。
We want him to be on the throne.
我们要他在我们心中宝座上。
We want to crown him king.
我们要冠他为万王之王。
Mrs. Robinson allowed him to have complete control.
罗宾森师母就是容许耶稣在他身上完全作王。
But I wanted to remind you of her beginnings. Give us hope.
但是我要告诉你他是怎么开始的，好让我们也有盼望。
By the way, the Lord healed her of every one of those incurable diseases.
我要提醒一下，他讲的九种疾病，神每一个都医治了。
And he set her free from ever having any doubt.
而且把他从不幸里面呢完全释放出来。
Filled with faith, Jesus came to live out his life in her.
那耶稣就从他里面活出他的自己。
These songs are just not to sing.
有些歌呢，不是我们只是用来唱的。
You know the song, "Live out thy life within me."
有没有从我活出你的自己
？Oh Jesus, King of Kings.
耶稣啊，你万王之王。
Give out thyself the answer.
你是我唯一的答案。
To all my questions.
我所有的问题的答案。
The temple has been yielded.
这个圣殿已经降服奉献给你了。
And I want you to take control.
我要你完全来掌权。
He wants to take complete control.
他渴慕完全的拥有你。
He's brought you here to this glorious place.
他把你带到这荣耀之地。
He's still honoring his servants that laid down their lives.
耶稣今天仍然尊重他的仆人，曾经为他舍下他的生命。
He set his presence into this place.
所以他就定义把他的同在留在这个地方。
Not only from Hans Walpole, but the gardeners who carried on that life.
不是只是为了吴老牧师或者接下来的gardener， 也为了我们。
When we were in China, we were already praying for this conference in April.
当我们四月去中国大陆时，我们已经为今天这个特会在祷告了。
We were praying for that manifestation of His glory.
我们祷告求神的荣耀彰显在这个特会里面。
We were praying for that spirit of praise to overtake us.
我们渴慕那个赞美的灵充满在我们的里面。
Those victories were won, and we need to claim them.
因为这些的得胜已经做成了，我们需要去支取。
Shout the praise of the Lord.
哦，我们要脱口而出赞美神。
Glory in His name.
我们要荣耀他的名。
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.